Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the weekly Buffalo Beer Buzz podcast. I am your host, Brian, from the Buffalo Beer League. I am flying solo this week. And that noise you heard right off the top was me hard cracking a can of Whalen Brewing's relatively new Vice beer. This beer is fantastic. And spoiler alert, you might be hearing more about this beer, a lot more about this beer, on my other podcast, The Best Beer I Drank This Week. But before we get into things, a few housekeeping notes to get out of the way. We are a member of the Hopped Up Network, which is a group of regional independent beer podcasts. You can find more information on all the great work those guys are doing over at hoppedupnetwork.com. Please consider leaving us a review. Wherever you consume your podcast, leave us a review. Let us know you did. We'll read it on the air, and we will mail you a free shirt. We have a few left. So consider leaving us a review. We will read it on the podcast and get a shirt in the mail to you. The next time you're shopping on Amazon, visit buffalobeerleague.com/Amazon. That is our affiliate link. It doesn't alter your shopping experience whatsoever and kicks a few pennies back to the podcast to cover our monthly hosting fees. So thank you for that. And thank you for everyone who has been doing that. Please. And finally, please call the Buffalo Beer League hotline. I say it every week. This is near and dear to my heart. 716-486-BEER. Simply call that number, leave us a voicemail, and we will play it on the podcast, on our other weekly podcast here on the WMY Brews podcast channel, The Best Beer I Drank This Week that I host. Those post Tuesdays, by the way, shameless self-promotion. And 716-486-BEER, call us up, leave a voicemail. It's that simple. Let me know the best beer you drank this week. We'll play it on the podcast, and I will mail you a sticker. We have a bunch of stickers to send out, so please consider doing that. So let's get into the Buffalo Beer Buzz this week, which posts every Wednesday at buffalobeerleague.com and at stepoutbuffalo.com. But before we get into this week's news, something I found out today that I wanted to mention right off the top. Our friends at Resurgence Brewing are taking over the former Clinton's Dish location at Canalside. So Resurgence Brewing is expanding down to the Buffalo waterfront. The new space will feature an expanded food and drink menu, similar to what they were doing at Resurgence at the Park at Delaware Park, if you were ever there, which unfortunately they're not going to reopen this year. They're going to focus efforts on their Canalside location. Resurgence Craft Beer, obviously, Blackbird Cider, and canned cocktails as well. But we will have more on that tomorrow morning on our social media pages. We will have more at buffalobeerleague.com and more in the Beer Buzz next week, which posts on Wednesdays, which I had mentioned. So moving forward to this week's news, I wanted to start real quick by mentioning that the Hamburg Tap Beer Fest, which we had covered on a previous podcast a few weeks ago when we first found out about it, it was supposed to be April 20th tomorrow. I'm recording this on a Friday. The event was supposed to be April 20th, but it has been canceled. In a post to Facebook, event organizers said, "We are deeply disappointed to announce the cancellation of the Hamburg Tap Beer Festival scheduled for April 20th. We understand this news is frustrating, and we sincerely apologize for any inconvenience it may cause. Due to unforeseen circumstances, we won't be able to have Hamburg Tap this year, but plan on keeping it on our events portfolio." And I really hope that they do, because I love the idea of a beer festival in the Southlands, especially at the Hamburg Fairgrounds, which is just right up the road from where we live here in Eden. So I hope that maybe they have this, maybe they'll do something in the fall, maybe they'll circle back and have this next spring. So, I'm rooting for those guys. I hope it works out, because I'd love to go to this event. Farm Craft Brewery has announced plans that they will open this summer in Strikersville on 20A. So these guys will be located at 567 on Route 20A in Strikersville. They plan to open an 11,000 square foot two-story tap room, complete with seating for 100 guests. Approximately a full retail shop, full bar featuring craft beer, spirits, and cocktails, a full-scale production brewery, private party rooms, an outdoor patio with a massive fire pit, and a kitchen featuring artisanal pizzas and more. So we have a link right here in the Buffalo Beer Buzz. That links over to their Facebook page that you can stay tuned for updates. And I reached out to them. I have an email into them. We're going to chat with them soon, so stay tuned to buffalobeerleague.com, and I will have an article up on Farm Craft Brewery coming this summer. Celebrate 420 week. We're in the middle of 420 week right now, but tomorrow, April 20th, 420, of course, is the main event at Pressure Drop Brewing. Food specials, beer specials, and tomorrow they will also have a special cast tapping. And the brewery will offer such new dishes as How High Grilled Cheese, Cheech and Chong, which are pork dumpling pot stickers, and Glazed and Confused, which is maple barbecue pulled pork, and desserts. And they also have brunch this weekend. So tomorrow, like I said, on 420, the main event, $10 four packs and $4.20 pints of Sticky Trees and Sticky Icky, their two flagship, their West Coast and their Hazy IPA, their flagship IPAs. And head brewer Carl will be on tap with, or will be at the brewery with a, and he will tap an extra dry hopped cask of Sticky Trees. And that's going to happen at 4:20 p.m. tomorrow. Speaking of April 20th, our friends down in Allentown at Spotted Octopus are celebrating their second anniversary. So they will have drink specials all day long, special beer releases, including I reached out to them and I talked to Dom. And he said that they're releasing 1 Foot Cocktopus, awesome name, by the way, which is a 9.3% dark lager aged in Buffalo Distilling 1 Foot Cock bourbon barrels. They will release that in addition to having their Lucha Leche Horchata White Stout, which placed fairly highly, I think, was it in the top five or in the top three? I can't remember off the top of my head, at Collaboration last weekend. So this was one of the most favorite, you know, one of the favorite fan voted beers at the event. So that'll be on tap. I can't believe it's been 2 years, Ken the Shaw, one of the owners, says. Thanks to everyone who has supported us. Join us Saturday for the celebration. And congrats to those guys. Congrats to Dom and Ken. Those guys have been nothing but kind to us in the 2 years that they've been open. And I hope to get down. I hope to be able to get down there soon to celebrate with those guys. Speaking of anniversaries that are happening on April 20th, Saturday, April 20th is a big day in Western Europe craft beer. Another reason why is Community Beer Works, our dear, dear friends at Community Beer Works. They are celebrating their 12th anniversary at their 7th Street location. And while we await the opening of their new tap room at Elmwood Bidwell, which tentatively is going to come, which is supposed to open at the end of late spring, early summer. So stay tuned for updates on that. But in the meantime, throughout the day, the anniversary party will feature Mr. No, the balloon guy who is seemingly at every CBW event, food specials, live music from DJ Crespo, games, giveaways, commemorative merch, and more. CBW, for the anniversary, they're going to re-release Highly Suspicious, which is a tropical hazy double IPA that was brewed with Prison City Brewing in Auburn and Thin Man. And that's hopped with Citra, El Dorado, and Sabro hops. And it's brewed with pineapples as well. So that IPA will be re-released on April 20th. So look out for that soon. Congratulations, CBW. 12 years, a dozen years in the biz. What more can I say about CBW that hasn't already been said, right? Stay tuned to BuffaloBeerLeague.com. I'm working on some fun stuff for some articles surrounding their anniversary. I hope to have those up soon. Also happening on April 20th is the annual Grapes and Hop Festival at Northwest Arena in Jamestown. For those of you in the deep south towns, southern tier, I should say, not the south towns, excuse me, I misspoke. This festival, which focuses on New York State craft beer distilleries and wineries, will feature, to name a few, Big Ditch, Ellicottville, Hamburg, Resurgence, Southern Tier, Froth, 4 Mile, Blackbird Cider, Clarksburg Cider, Marquee Brewing, and more, in addition to Wicked Warrens and Bent Run Brewing from Warren, Pennsylvania. And I have not been there, but fellow BBLers that I talk about a lot on the podcast, Scott and Jesse, were there. They said that the beer at Bent Run was excellent, and they said that the beer was good from what they had at Wicked Warrens. They said the beer was good there, too. So if you're going to this event, definitely try out those guys. There will also be non-alcoholic options. VIP tickets and general admission tickets are available now, and we have – and designated driver tickets as well. And we have a link right here in the Buffalo Beer Buzz to buy tickets. And you should also be – I'm pretty sure there's tickets still available for this event, so you should also be able to buy some tickets at the door. And we're still on Saturday here, so still on Saturday, April 20th. The 716 Emporium Whiskey and Spirit Tasting, we wrote about this event last year, and we're writing about it again this year, which I tend to do, promote these guys. I'll get into it. This event will feature tastings from local and national distilleries and wineries, and this one will take place, like I said, April 20th at the Union Fire Banquet Hall in West Seneca. So among the vendors, Buffalo Distilling, Black Button Distilling, Buffalo Trace, Wheatley Vodka, E.H. Taylor, Eagle Rare, and more. And I have a link. I didn't have the space to list them all out, so I have a link right here in the Buffalo Beer Bells column that you can click to find a full list of the vendors. Proceeds, which I had mentioned, proceeds from this event will benefit the nonprofit KIA Memorial Road March, which honors fallen military members from across New York State. Drink whiskey, support a great cause. I mean, I always promote, you know, I always promote craft beer for a good cause. And, you know, it's all about lifting up community and giving back to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. And so you can, and I have a link right here in the article to buy tickets. Tickets should still be available. Don't quote me on that, but they should still be available. A link right here in the article to buy those. But before I get to the this week's last story, I should mention that I just cracked open a can of Wayland Alora Hazy IPA. This is their new Hazy IPA that was just released, and it's brewed with new hop variety Alora, which I do not know that much about. Obviously, it is a brand new hop variety. This Hazy IPA is 6.5%, and you can it definitely tastes like 6.5%, and It's got notes of those punchy hops, picking up like lemon, lime, apricot, melon, maybe a little bit of white peach too. It's a real easy drinker at 6.5%, and you can get this one on draft and in 6-pack cans. I stopped into Whalen last night and grabbed cans of this and also a six pack of their Weiss beer. And spoiler alert, you might be hearing me talk more about the Weiss beer on a future podcast, so we'll let that sit there for now. So getting back to the beer buzz, Magic Bear Beer Cellar, their latest collaboration, they spun the wheel of local venues and landed on OSB Ciderworks. They collaborated on Raspberry, get it, cheesecake, an amped-up version of OSB's Blueberry Cheesecake Eater Cider with even more cheesecake from what I've been told. This will be released on Thursday, April 25th at Magic Bear Beer Cellar. And for the release party, Elise from OSB Ciderworks will be on hand. She will be sampling a selection of their other ciders. Food will be available from Brisket Love Barbecue, and trivia from DJ Trivia will follow the collab release. So that looks like that is all our stories for the Buffalo Beer Buzz this week. Thank you for listening. Again, you can find the Buffalo Beer Buzz at BuffaloBeerLeague.com and StepOutBuffalo.com each and every Wednesday. But before I let you go, before I get you on out of here, I want to point you in the direction of BuffaloBeerLeague.com. I have a few new articles up at the site I'd like to mention. I have an article on Full Circle Festival, which is coming back to 42 North Brewing on May 18th. There's more information on that. There's a longer form article at BuffaloBeerLeague.com, and that will be in a future Beer Buzz as well. I have an article on the breweries, beer bars, and bottle shops that are taking part in a Buffalo Restaurant Week currently. So there's an article on that. And I also have an article on Thawfest, which is Friday, April 26th. I have more information on that, including all the vendors and all the breweries, distilleries, cideries, and meaderies that'll be pouring at that. Unfortunately, I'm bummed that I won't be able to make it to that, but I will be out of town. I will be on vacation with my family, so I'm not complaining about that. So thank you for listening. Please also, one last thing, consider following us on social media. I run all of our social media accounts, so it would mean a lot to me if you followed us. If you tagged along for the ride, we are on Facebook at facebook.com/TheBuffaloBeerLeague. We are on X at Buff Beer League, and we are also on Instagram, Untapped, and Threads at Buffalo Beer League. I can always be reached at brian@buffalobeerleague.com. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions. I'm always available. I'm always willing to help. And one more plug for the Buffalo Beer League hotline. Please call, leave us a voicemail. Let me know the best thing you drank this week. 716-486-BEER. So once again, I am Brian from the Buffalo Beer League. I have been your host this week. Thank you for listening. Short and sweet, clocking in under 15 minutes this week, trying to get you the best news that you need to know. Thank you again for listening, guys. Cheers.